It is 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, and we are being joined this afternoon by Bootstraps Live. We have Jordan and David. Welcome, guys, to KCSN.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's great. I guess an introductory question I'll direct towards Jordan. You know, this internet thing, you can find out all sorts of stuff about people.
Right.
And in reading some backstory on you, you originally were starting out to be, or at least you thought, you were going to be a baseball player, true?
Yeah, that is true.
So you were seriously going to pursue a career in baseball. You just weren't going to go throwing around at a sandlot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I got a scholarship to play baseball, and I had got a guitar for my high school graduation, and I broke my arm. So that took me out of baseball, and I started playing guitar from there.
So during healing time, you figured, well, let's figure if I can learn this thing.
Right, right. Well, I actually had to cut my cast so that I could play a little bit. So I kind of cut my thumb to my wrist so that I could move my hand better.
Are there some chords that to this day you still think you'd play better if you had a little cast thing on your hand?
Yeah.
Kind of that's how you learned it. Well, that
right,
happens.
Right.
You know, Jimmy played the upside down guitar. It's all part of the process. And of course, David is here with us. I guess one thing, you were raised in Portland, and you came down to Los Angeles initially thinking about the movie business, being a screenwriter, being a writer.
Right, right.
And then how did music take the forefront?
Well, my buddy Sam Jaeger, who's on the show Parenthood, he had this idea with me to actually write a musical, like a modern musical. And we were in way over our head because I played guitar and wrote songs a little bit. But as we started writing for this musical that wound up going nowhere, clearly,
Funny how that works.
We came across some songs, and Sam became like really instrumental in encouraging me to record for this movie he did 5 years later. And I would send him demos of songs, you know, that I did in my bathroom on GarageBand, and we both kind of shared a obsession with Lucinda Williams and Neil Young and people like that. And he was like, I'm doing this movie and I want you to do a couple songs for it that you've given to me. And, you know, and then I called up Dave. Dave was the first call. And I said, I know you don't know that I do music, but I do music. And maybe
he was used to playing catch with you.
Yeah, exactly. No. So, so I called Dave and I said, What do you think of this? And sent him a couple of songs, and he said, let's go rehearse. So we rehearsed at this horrible space in Hollywood with all these metal bands.
That sounds typical. Go on.
And we couldn't hear anything that was going on because there was like this metal and pop punk and all this stuff. And we kind of walked out of the rehearsal space, and I said, well, we have the studio booked, so there's no backing out now. And Dave goes, yeah, I think this could go either way, you know. And then we went in, and it worked out miraculously, kind of.
Dave has always been the pragmatist. Yeah. You know, even when he got here, he looked at our studio and went, this might work. It could go either way.
Exactly.
I guess that'll be the theme for today. It could go either way. Well, let's test the theory now. Why don't you guys play a couple of songs?
Cool.
And we'll see how they go.
Yeah.
We have Bootstraps with us live in session on 88.5 KCSN.
As the feeling strikes, staring in the mirror, turned the knuckles wide. Just some old girl you used to know. Some old kid past his prime, crow's feet and sunken eye. Just some old kid. You used to know, but you and I don't want to fight it. We left our love sleeping giant. Left our love sleeping giant. Sleeping giant. Oh, sleeping giant.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Bootstraps joining us here live in performance. And that, of course, is Sleeping Giant, a song we've been playing from their debut effort on 88.5 KCSN. What are you guys thinking of trying to do next? Does it require any instrument shift, or are you going to stay on piano, David? And oh, yep, there's a guitar.
Well, it could go either. It could go either way, really.
The theme of today. That perhaps is the title of the next album. It could go either way.
this is a track called Nothing on You Kid we're going to do.
Okay. It is 88.5 KCSN.
Thank you.
88.5 KCSM. We're very happy to have Bootstraps joining us live in session on KCSM. You've been fortunate. Working with Sam and doing the soundtrack to Take Me Home, obviously you were noticed in the movie, and I've seen different people who had seen the movie commented on the music in the movie, so you had drawn some attention there. And then you've gotten syncs. You were fortunate to get some TV syncs and be on some TV shows. But you all recognize that, well, this is nice, and it's a great way to gain exposure and pick up a few bucks, which that's nice, too.
Right, right.
Funny how, you know, musicians should actually want to eat.
Right.
Crazy ideas. And that's the artist in you, you know, like you should get paid for your living. Well, whatever.
We sold out. We want to get paid.
Whatever, yeah. Gotta pay the rent. Who'd have thunk? But you knew that you needed to start doing live performances, and so you started. Now, this is a question I often ask of acts that are breaking out of Los Angeles. It's got to be somewhat, I don't know, oppressive or intimidating when you think, we've got to go out and make an impact and make our mark on this, you know, there is no single music scene. There's this broad, you know, subset of millions of scenes.
Yeah.
Where was the first place that someone who took you in and allowed you to come in and play and support you early on? Can you remember what the first place was?
Well, I was signed without ever playing a show. So it was the pressure of playing in front of an LA crowd while playing in front of the label and them going, you know, this is what we bought, good or bad, you know.
Yeah, that's not exactly, you know, like a carefree evening.
No, I was
And label haven't worked on the label side. Sometimes label crowds aren't the most responsive. They're sitting there, let's see what you've got.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I was heavily medicated that night. And
that can help.
And no, it went amazing, but we got a booked a residency at Hotel Cafe.
Good.
And yeah, it was insanely stressful, but I felt supported by them, to be honest with you. And I felt comfortable with the guys that I was playing with. And so, you know, and also the songs were played live in the studio. You know, we tracked like the old fashioned way where we kind of did it like this, where we just threw on headphones and all kind of went for it. So yeah, I mean, it was insane to do it live, like right out of the gate like that and have to perform in LA. I wish we could have like started in like Tempe, Arizona and kind of worked our way through like.
Or Northridge.
Yeah.
Come out to Northridge, play a few bars.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but it was an amazing night, that first night.
Well, the Hotel Cafe, and kudos to Marco and the crowd there, they are a nurturing, and their mission is to nurture development of artists. So that is a great place. Now, you also had an idea, recognizing that humanly you could only play so many live shows to get up to speed and to grow the awareness that you were real, that you weren't just a studio thing, that you could play, perform, and sing. You decided to do a live video series.
Right.
Talk to me about how that concept came up and how it was executed. Because I'm sure at some point David said, well, this could go either way.
Yeah, no, it was an idea we had, because the interesting thing about Bootstraps is that because the you know, formation of the band was to do film stuff and TV syncs and whatnot, there wasn't really a face to match, you know, the band. And really it wasn't a band at that point, you know, it was kind of Jordan songs and me kind of coming along and helping him form those ideas a little bit better when we went into the studio. But
the ideas were fully formed. I'm just going to
Make him feel good.
Yeah.
Your contributions were immeasurable, David. We know that.
Yeah, I know. But it was me and a good buddy of mine that I've played music with for a long time, Nathan, kind of came in and, you know, worked on the arrangements and brought everything to this place where it felt like a full band. So I think we really wanted, you know, in this, like Jordan was saying, in the same tradition that we recorded the record, I think we wanted to have something that was sort of raw and in that same vein to, you know, to put out so that people could kind of have something to match with the sound.
Yeah, you wanted it to be real. You wanted exactly. people, they are emotional songs. They're very emotionally resonant, and clearly playing them to a crowd, and particularly, you know, let's face it, the Hotel Cafe allows you to really play to a responsive and attentive audience.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
going to pay attention.
It was a great spot for us to kind of, you know, have our first set of shows, and it was really great. The great thing, especially about residencies, is seeing every week throughout a month how, you know, the crowd kind of progresses and how people kind of become more familiar with what you're doing. And so it was a really good way for us to. It was a great like catalyst to us starting to do a little bit of touring. But it's weird because honestly we haven't really. I mean, we've probably played now. I don't know. After doing we did a little 3-week East Coast run. And I mean, we've probably only played what, I don't know, like 15, maybe 15 shows in yeah. total. So it's still.
We'll throw this one in, so we'll make that 16.
16, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this counts for more than one, right?
Sure, because there's a lot of people listening. Yeah. If we were to do it in terms of how many people can fit into the whole hotel cafe, like this is like 200 shows, 300 shows.
You
so,
go.
You know, we can, you know, if you want to look at it that way, which we can, you know, we make the rules here, so that's all right. But the video thing, the idea of, okay, we'll tape shows, and then we recognize in a new media age here, if you can't be at a show, you can see a show. Now that was an interesting concept.
Well, yeah, I also think that when we started talking about video ideas, we were going, this is so expensive.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's so easy to go into like a cliche land with doing videos.
Breaking a mirror, you know, when you're mad. Sure. We've all seen that scene.
Yeah. And so we were kind of spinning out on ideas, and then we were like, we want to be a live band. We don't want to hide anymore and be like this faceless, you know, act. And so we felt like it sounded good live. So I think there's a lot less of just performing. I think for better or worse, like I think there's a lot of like reliance on Pro Tools and tricks
sure.
and things like that, and so we just love the idea of just going in and trying to perform the songs, because I think that doing live music, it allows for some special things to happen, even if they're mistakes. And like we went to see Neil Young at the Dolby Theater. And it's like Neil Young's style is not perfect as a guitar player, but it's brilliant, and it is perfect because it's in its imperfection, I guess. It's
right.
It's perfect. So
his identity just is what, you know, you come to expect nothing from Neil,
right.
And everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the first of all, I should say for the radio audience, as they talk about putting a face on the performances, this is a good-looking band. These are good-looking, handsome men. So that helps. You know, I could see if you look like the mugs we all have, well, you'd probably want to stay one of those faceless, you know, studio bands. But, hey, you guys, you can get out in front of people and it'll still work.
That's kind of you.
Okay, there you have it. You know, and we're taking pictures, so they'll be up on our social media so they can judge for themselves. Now, this is a funny story because one of the managers of your label, she felt very strongly about your music and how it would fit with our radio station. And I've known her a long time, and she said, listen, I'm serious. I just feel like this record, you're going to like it. I'm not trying to hype you. I feel like you're going to like it. Would you listen to it? And she came out here, and I'm always uncomfortable sometimes because I was on that side of the fence when a label plays it right in front of you. It's sort of like you sitting in front
right,
of a label
right.
being signed, and you're like, what if I don't like it? Now I got to mask my
right.
you know, my feelings, and I hate lying to anybody, but I will because, you know.
Yeah.
I was in the record business. I got pretty good at lying. but she played it, and it was just the opposite of a lot of reactions I have. I had this immediate sense of, why haven't we already been playing this? This is perfect.
Oh, man.
This is perfect for us. And so as a result, we've been playing it, and that's why we were glad to have you come out today. Why don't you play one more song, and then we'll wrap it up, and we'll find out about the next steps, where you guys are going next. But play one more for us.
Of course, of course.
What do you got for us?
This is a song called Guilt Free.
You got it. It's 88.5 KCSN, and it's Bootstraps.
Conscience is gonna clean like bleach white tea. Yeah, I know the same what it used to be. You said the choice was easy, came on like a thief, was gone like a thrill, sang the key. After you leave, after you leave, said you're gonna be.
It's 88.5 KCSN. We've had a wonderful, wonderful live performance with Bootstraps this afternoon. Where are you guys going to be playing around town soon? Is there any plans to be doing a date pretty soon?
Yeah,
if not, can we make one?
Yeah, we're doing Troubadour with
I think it's July.
Robert Francis, July 17th.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so we'll make that. We'll put a note on our concert counter to let all our friends know. I also, before you guys leave, I have to exchange information with you because, I should probably let her. I'll tell you this off air. There's somebody who does a regular showcase, and And she asked me about you guys, and I said, oh, yeah, yeah, they'd listen today. They'd be perfect for what you do. So we'll talk about that because I don't want to blow it.
All right.
Because I could say it on air, and then she could get ticked off and say, hey, why'd you, I got to talk to him first, guy, before you go talking about it on the air. But, you know, I always get ahead of myself. I'm truly, it could go either way when you're dealing with me.
Yeah, you know.
But today it went well, and I got to tell you, it was really, you know, it's great. I mean, it was great to have you out here. It's great to be part of helping people find out about Bootstraps because you deserve it. The songs are great. I'm sorry about the baseball thing. You know, you might have ended up playing for my team, the Cleveland Indians. So, you know, it could have gone that way. So,
no, man, we're truly honored. We love this station. I listen to this all the time. I actually heard you tell a story about when you used to wear platform shoes.
Sure. Tim Burr, dude. Back in the days, that was back in during the days of Quaaludes and platform shoes, and 6 foot five, one wrong step and get out of the way, here I come.
That's amazing.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I had fun. But we'll tell those stories off air too more often. All right, well, thank you for coming by today.
Thank you.
Dude, thank you for having us, man. It's been great. Thank you.
It is great. It was great to have you on. It'll be up. This session will be archived, as always, on kcsn.org. It's been Bootstraps Live on 88.5 KCSN.